Go ahead.
3, 2. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Currently featuring... 3, 2.
Featuring.
Yeah, shoot. 3, 2. Currently featuring Hitchcocktober, a month-long tribute of the... 3, 2. Currently featuring Hitchcocktober, a month-long tribute to the master of suspense, Alfred Hitchcock. Further details at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And let's do, why don't you do as produced by. Cinema Classics is produced by.
Okay. 3, 2. Cinema Classics is produced by Johnny DiLoretto and John DeSando and performed by those same two amazing people.
All right. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
Hitchcocktober.
The corpulent master of suspense.
Oh, man. So all the month of October, we have Hitchcock films, starting with Sight and Sound Magazine's number one film of all time, Vertigo.
No, it's not starting with that. It's starting
that
with...
That isn't...
It isn't starting with that, but you know what?
Oh, you're right. It's starting with
it's
North
starting
by Northwest.
It's starting with North by Northwest.
I was going chronologically.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, let's go. All right. So, 3, 2... All the 3, 2, the month of October for Hitchcock films and Vertigo.
Yes.
Sight and Sound Magazine's number one film of all time.
Wait a second, are we not talking about North by Northwest?
Oh,
what
we
are you doing?
Can. Yeah.
You don't want to talk about
no,
it?
No, I don't care. Yeah, you're
oh,
right.
You
I was going in my head.
Because,
yeah, we have to do it that way. Because I was thinking, well, 58 first, Vertigo. 59 North by Northwest, but we're presenting North by Northwest.
North by
first.
Northwest first.
Yeah.
Then
all right.
Vertigo, right?
Yeah. Yep.
What is that?
Got it.
Do you have the list?
Yeah, I know that that's... I looked it up.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just talk about them in order. So North by
right.
Northwest, Vertigo, and then what?
Then the birds and...
Oh, so we're just talking about North by Northwest and Vertigo.
That's correct.
I got it. Okay, right. Let's go.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. The month of October, all Hitchcock films starting with... What a masterful piece. North by Northwest, 1959.
One of my favorite films.
Oh,
it's a great adventure film. You know, it's suspenseful, it's romantic, it's sexy. It's like every man should watch it to learn how to dress.
Even
it was
when
amazing. Cary Grant wears that same suit. The whole picture never gets wrinkled.
And Martin Landau, being so envious, had his clothes tailored by... Cary Grant's tailor.
Is that right?
So, yes. Doesn't quite look the same, but...
Yeah, well, you know, Martin Landau doesn't look anything like Cary Grant.
I know. But even in the cornfield, Grant looks great.
Yeah.
It's just as an interesting side note on that, before we get into it, Grant was 55 when he played this part, was reluctant to play it because he was older than the script had called for.
Mm-hmm.
But the person who really wanted is your buddy.
Jimmy Stewart.
Right.
Is that right?
Right. And Hitchcock...
That would have been great.
Hitchcock wouldn't have him because he looked too old. Hitchcock was already angered that Vertigo hadn't made any money, and he claims that it's because Stewart looked too old.
Really?
Yeah. And as
it
comes out... It
had nothing to do with... Well, we'll talk about Vertigo in a minute,
right.
But, you know, it could have had everything to do with the fact that Vertigo is nearly impenetrable.
Well,
but rewarding when it is. Listen, we'll get back to Vertigo. North by Northwest, thank God... Cary Grant was in that movie,
sure, yeah.
And as big a fan as I am of Jimmy Stewart, I can clearly recognize that that was just a little, you know, lightning in a bottle, magical
yeah.
Hollywood moment
sure.
that Cary Grant decided to appear in that movie. He's great. You know, I always say this about Cary Grant, it bears repeating, but everybody points to him as sort of like the icon of screen sophistication, of debonair suavity, and, you know, urbane wit, and although he is many of those things at times, that's not what made Cary Grant great. What made Cary Grant great is he looked like that, but underneath that, he was neurotic, unsure of himself. He was always, you know, going way back to Bringing Up Baby and the Irene Dunne slapstick screwball comedy.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Currently featuring Hitchcocktober, a month-long tribute to the master of suspense, Alfred Hitchcock. Further details at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by Johnny DiLoretto and John DeSando and performed by those same two amazing people.
So aptly... described, it was the kind of character he was most interested in.
Right.
You've got Hitchcock's interest in the vulnerable guy. He seems to be in control, but through the film, you begin to see that he loses control. The same with his woman, his blonde women. And you've got one here in Eva Marie Saint, that beautiful blonde who may not be what she appears to be.
Mm-hmm.
He loves this stuff. So.
Well, think about it. If Cary Grant was everything people mistake him for being, North by Northwest doesn't work.
Right, right.
It'd be a very boring movie.
Right, right.
It'd be a typical action movie.
Sure.
And it isn't.
Yeah.
Let's not forget James Mason.
Oh, terrific.
So unctuous and charming.
Yes, he is. And Martin Landau, who is the only kind of, Hitch throws this stuff in. This is a really kind of sexy film, if you think about it. Very, for the 50s, very overtly sexy. I always think of the last scene, for instance, when they're riding on the train,
mm-hmm.
when he's with the Eva Marie Saint character.
Right.
As the train goes through the tunnel.
Yes.
You have a visual representation of the act of love between a man and a woman.
Of love. Yes. Yeah. Like, it's a metaphor, right?
Ah, it is.
I think that Alfred Hitchcock tried to actually show a graphic shot right there, but the studio forced him to put that in.
No, he did. That's about as graphic as he could get. But then the Martin Landau character, he's one of the Van Damme's henchmen, if you mm-hmm. remember him.
Sort of some homoerotic stuff
correct.
Going on.
Yes, correct. Yeah, yeah. He has the sensibilities of a woman.
How's that? How so?
That's what he said. That's what Van Damme, I think, says about him.
He spelled it right out for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's like Casablanca. You say he's the kind of guy, if I weren't a man, I'd love, They're just really small references, but scholars pick up on it. But that's the stuff of a great film. Coming back, seeing more that the master has put in there.
Right.
Almost nothing.
And it's one of those movies that, one, you don't want to miss the opportunity to see it on a big screen. It's going to be fabulous.
Oh, yes.
But also, it is a movie to visit time and again because it's just so entertaining. And it's one of those rare films that weaves such a hypnotic web that you think the outcome might be different every time you see it.
Sure. Oh,
it lulls you into that stupor.
Well, also, there are connections among his films. I think, would you say there's a good connection here between this and Rear Window? And you'd say no. John, one is set in South Dakota. You got the other one in one room. And I'm saying no.
I was just going to say, John, the first movie takes place on one set. And the other movie takes place all over America.
But both of these guys are slowly discovering that things are going on that only they believe in. Only they know. And Hitch just loves this. So we know because we're, of course, complicit.
Well, how brilliant is Hitchcock that he sees cinema as something that can be equally exciting to audiences no matter what. It doesn't have to be an adventure movie.
Right.
Things happening on screen, drama, character, characterization, these are what make great, exciting movies. It doesn't matter if you're being chased by an airplane or, Lars Thorwald is staring you down from across the courtyard.
You're looking over.
But let's not talk about Rear Window. The other Jimmy Stewart movie we want to talk about is Vertigo.
Well, but we're talking about Vertigo on our next show.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I thought you just said.
Well, no, today we're doing North by Northwest and Vertigo. Because
that's what I just said, Vertigo.
But are we done? Are we moving into our next show?
No, we're just talking about North by Northwest.
Right, right.
Oh, the whole show is North by Northwest.
Yes, yeah. Right.
Okay, I got it.
We're good. I mean, we're good.
Sorry about that.
All right, and talking about those locations, which fascinate me. Man, everybody thinks about the presidents on,
Mount Rushmore. That's what they call
it. 3-2. Right. And Mount Rushmore.
See, that's one that you leave that in.
That's right. And that's reproduced. But one thing that isn't reproduced are the shots, the establishing shots of the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
They were not allowed in. So Hitch had him, Thornhill, that is Grant, go in there and with a long lens and watch him. Only at the top for our audience, if you come to see it with us, I'll point it out again if we're introducing it, that when he gets to the top of the escalator, there's a guy about ready to come down who looks over and does a double take.
Really?
Right, because it's Cary Grant.
That's hilarious.
So, but most of that, and what they did was they took secret photos inside and then reproduced that.
Yeah, well, it works fabulously.
Yeah.
The movie, the color schemes of the movie, the pacing of the movie, the performances in the movie, it's one of those. It's just, it's Hollywood perfection. And it's an atypical, to some degrees, an atypical Hitchcock movie. It's, there's not a lot of, the suspense that he was known for.
Right.
It's more of an adventure film. It's a road movie in some ways.
And for me, maybe the best suspense sequence, at least I can't think of another one that can equal this one in North by Northwest, and that would be the crop duster scene.
Oh, the crop duster scene, yeah.
Where you have the airplane appearing just in the corner of the frame,
mm-hmm.
and you have this lonely, elegant man completely out of place
right.
on the road in front of a cornfield. And Hitchcock, it's a long sequence.
It is. It's the sequence building up to the airplane scene itself is more exciting to me.
Where? What is that?
You know, just Cary Grant at the crossroads there.
Oh, yes.
Standing there.
Of course. Yes.
With the, you know, him cutting that unique
I'm
figure
thinking that, you're right.
against that particular landscape.
Yes.
You know, the heart of the Midwest and then Cary Grant.
Yeah.
His figure there. It's a beautiful moment.
Yeah. And when he's racing... And when he's looking like some kind of Olympian runner in mm-hmm. his suit, and his tie is flapping, and that plane is coming so near him.
I mean, that sequence alone and his figure in it, the striking sort of figure that he cuts in that scene, I think served as the template for so many other action movies and scenes to follow. I mean, arguably... You would not have Bruce Willis jumping off a building and an explosion behind him had not Cary Grant run through that cornfield after.
Right, right.
From a plane.
And I'm trying to recollect. I think there were other where you had rear projection in some other shots. Yeah, I think maybe when he's driving his car, drunkenly driving his car,
mm-hmm.
you have some decent, although it's obvious to us now.
Right.
But you have it done well.
It's not so much about the effects as it is about the body against the human body caught against a landscape of peril.
Yes.
You know, and that's really what I think more so than some of the suspense moments in it kind of paved the way for the Hollywood action movie.
Yeah. And as you know, one of my great fears in life is losing my identity. And this is, of course, a great film about somebody whose identity gets mixed up.
Well, because like Roger O. Thornhill, deep in your center, you're nothing. You're hollow.
Roger O. Good one. What's our time?
Oh, 12 and a half.
Oh, good. I think we ought to stop, even though we screwed around a bit.
That's all right.